Good morning.
As he stumbles over a frozen clod of dirt in the middle of the sidewalk. 8:09 a.m. January the 2nd, 2017. Trying to get my glove back on. It is nippy this morning, 20 degrees. It's actually, the official temperature is falling, but I think that's because the update hasn't come since the sun rose. But nippy, definitely nippy. So yesterday didn't go exactly as planned. You know, one step at a time. Today's a new day. New opportunity to reach my goals. I didn't get my 3 blocks of writing yesterday. I should be able to get them today. The holiday was strong yesterday, and we just holidayed. And I was right about needing another layer on top of this armor all. I put in a t-shirt over the top of the armor all before I put on my fleece, so it's got a little extra. Insulation on the outside, which makes 20 degrees seem quite comfortable on my upper body. My legs are working, so they're generating heat down below. And the only thing that's cold is my nose and my toes. No, my nose and my fingers, really. So I did start my new meditation yesterday. The new 30-day cycle is on depression. This is a good time to start paying attention to depression. Historically, I have not done awfully well through the winter and into the spring. It was pretty cool having my blog updates fire off this morning. So, Dan Thompson did a couple of reviews for me. One of them's today, and another one's next Monday. So I've got a couple of days, today or tomorrow, before I get one for Wednesday, another one for Friday. Get rid of this. So yeah, the meditation and mindfulness exercise is expanding on being mindful and noting distractions. So right now, my focus is on not falling down, and trying to talk about what's going to happen today. What's going to happen with the story? I've been going through, since it's been so long since I've actually gone back to the beginning to see where this story may have gone off the rails. I've done it a couple of times, and usually I find it. Or I discover that, no, actually, it's right where it wants to be. But, yeah, I'm finding... geese. I don't know if you can hear them. Geese. So distractions, like geese. that's actually being. It's part of the meditation. It's part of mindfulness. It's part of taking note of what's happening around me. Of taking a moment to enjoy the sound, because I like the sound. I like the sound of lots of geese whirling around over my head. And not so much the sound of vehicles in my way. But being aware of them is certainly part of being in the moment, of being mindful. So I'm supposed to start noting when I get distracted, like I was just distracted from walking by the geese. Now, there's two components of distraction. There's the thinking distraction, and then there's the emotional distraction, where my mind wanders off down some rabbit hole. And I completely lose track of what I was doing, like talking about being mindful. And there's the emotional component, where things like fear, anxiety, and I suppose the geese was an emotional distraction from the walk, although I still maintain that it's actually part of the experience of the walk, of being here. I don't smell any laundry activity this morning. Nobody's got laundry going. There's a little breeze fluttering a flag over there, coming right out of the north. Maybe the northwest. Sun is up. I'm about to turn east and walk in the sunshine. Walking in sunshine. I did discover that the timer on my watch, on my clock, on my, what is it? It's my phone, thank you. Does a really good job of keeping me focused. I set myself hour-long tasks yesterday. I got another couple hour-long tasks I got to do today. They're tasks that if I let them, they will take over the rest of the year. But I'm willing to invest an hour. There are reasons it's complicated. I'm not going to get into it here. Blog post. Years. That was a thinking distraction. I was talking about the meditation of noting, and I just noted that was a thinking distraction. It's not supposed to be a big deal. It's not supposed to be a big hang a lantern on it thing. Andy says it's like stroking a glass with a feather. It's just a touch, just being aware of the distractions that happen and what their underlying causes might be. Now, the reason for that in dealing with depression is pretty obvious. If I am more aware of the things going on in my head, then depression has a harder time taking root. Or I guess that's the theory. I don't know. We will perhaps see. But it was really late last night. It was like 10:30 before I got to my meditation. I need to do it earlier in the day. The air is cold, the sun is warm. I'm building up a little heat inside. I'm thinking too much about Subnautica, frankly. I need to be thinking more about EVE Online, because EVE Online pushes me toward the writing. Subnautica pushes me toward wanting to play Subnautica. Morning dove off in the distance. still carrying a lot of tension between my shoulders. I'm not quite sure what causes that. Perhaps it's hunched over the computer, perhaps it's a number of things. And I've crossed the street. Walking along the park. It's not as much breeze down here. There's a flag hanging on this flagpole. It's just sort of wafting back and forth a little bit. The one over by the hotel was actually extended out a little bit. So I'm being sheltered from the northerly winds. It is cold. The pond is steaming, whether it's not frozen. Or maybe it is frozen. I'm not seeing any steam. Yeah, there would be steam. I put my big hood back and now my ears are cold. More comfy. I am wearing my fleece hood. I wore the regular zip up today rather than the hooded zip up, just because the hood on the zip up tends to gap open in the front a little bit. I wonder what it would be if I wore both hoods. Could put this one underneath it. So the Christmas tree is down, decorations are down, house is back together, more or less. Baked a ham yesterday. I might make quiche for dinner. It'd be nice if I had some broccoli to go in. I don't really want to make a run to the grocery store for broccoli. Yikes, that's cold. Cold on the side of my face. It's almost that time for me to start thinking about what to have for breakfast. Yesterday I had a ham and cheese omelet with some lovely apple smoked Gouda. And a mongrel few pieces of ham. It was quite delicious. I wonder what we'll have this morning. I have to go see if I can get this posted and talk to the wife and see what she wants. Yesterday was French toast. Given her druthers, she'll always have French toast. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.